Today is Thursday, January 30th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Something. I don't have it up. It is National... There's only one? I feel so gypped. It is National Croissant Day. That music. I wasn't going to talk about it. I was just going to see if anybody noticed. First of all, my intro doesn't sound right. It sounds so relaxed. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a very relaxed intro. Is that what, that was the old Adam and Maddie show, right? Dun, 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 dun. I think so. And we started with the following episode is blah, 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 blah. Anyway, regardless, I'm just, you know, maybe I'll rotate it in and out. Who says I have to keep the same music every freaking episode? I could ask an AI to create some music for me as well. I don't like the way what I say sits with it, though. So maybe I go to AI and say, like, hey, can you give me a... AI's, I find, not good at doing things like short bumpers. I think I've said this before for like a radio show or a podcast. It wants to put lyrics in. And I know Suno and some others will let you create stuff without lyrics now. And I honestly haven't gone in 2 or 3 months to Suno. So they could have improved. I'm sure everything has improved in the past 3 or 4 months when it comes to AI. The world, no. AI, yes. But anyway, so maybe there is now a way, and maybe it's better for me to tell it, hey, I want it to sound like this, you know, reminiscent of a radio show bumper, and I want it to be a short thing, and I want there to be kind of a bounce or whatever you call it at 30 seconds in so that I can, you know, what's it called? The post? What radio DJs? They gotta make the post or post the... Somebody know. Ugh, got a frog in my throat. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. So let's have a look at contact. Anyway, croissants. Eat them or not. I'm not going to eat them today. Gary in Portland says, I appreciate you being my friend. It is more than 15 years for you podcasting, or more than 15 years. Yeah, I was... the original Adam and Maddie show website is no longer there. And I don't know if I still have the dates of like when those original files were created and all that kind of stuff. But I know it was probably, we probably started podcasting around 07. So 17 would have been 10 years, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Yeah, I guess 17 years, almost 18 years that I've been podcasting. Ugh. That makes me feel / sound so old, because gosh, I've been podcasting for that long. And some of you people who have, I would be interested to know who has been listening, which of my listeners have been listening for the entire, do I have any listeners listening to me right now? I really would like to know this, that have been listening to me since day one. Which probably not, because I mean, day one, but who has listened to me all the way from Adam and Maddie show, which was my very first podcast? I don't care if you started at episode, you know, 50 out of 100 or how many ever episodes there were, but how many people have listened to me in have listened to me since the Adam and Maddie show and listened to me and are now listening to me on Geeky Gay. And then I would also like to know, are there any of you who have listened to every single show that I've been on? Meaning Adam and Maddie show, Dubious Intent Plus, Geeky Gay. What else have I? But First, Survivor's Ready, and Throwing Down. Yeah. There was Finding Prince Charming that never went anywhere. I don't even know if we released any episodes, so I'm not sure. I don't even remember if we, and I have been a guest on other podcasts, and there's Pride 48, State of the Stations, but I would just like to know, like, is there anyone who has followed me? Because, oh my God, if you have followed me since Adam and Maddie show, you probably feel like you know me so well, first of all, and B, you probably have heard the same stories a million times. Because we all know I like to tell the same story multiple times. I do wear out a story. For sure. Well, anyway, thank you, Gary. I appreciate that so much. And yeah. It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been a wild ride. I remember when I first met Gary. He and I both liked to use the spa and the Luxor Hotel. In fact, I was bougie back then. I mean, I'm not bougie now. Of course not. But I was bougie back then, and I don't even know why I was bougie back then, because I was poor when, well, I guess when we started the in-person events, I had just moved to North Arkansas and started at the Spit Valve Factory. And I doubled my salary from when I lived in Dallas to when I first arrived in Northwest Arkansas. And so I guess I felt rich at the time, but I think I make four times that now. So anyway, I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I'll bleep that. I'll bleep that. I'm not, I just say whatever's on my mind, and then later I think, oh, did that sound a certain way? Because I didn't want it to sound a certain way. Anyway, regardless, I would be like, oh, we're having it at the Excalibur this year. I'm going to stay at the Luxor because they have a better spa. And so, anyway, so Gary and I would frequent the spa together. We didn't go together, but we would see each other there. And, yeah. And there may have been, not with Gary, but there may have been, I've never said this before, but I'm so proud of this. There was a time the spa attendant was so hot. I thought the spa attendant was so hot. And I was sitting in the steam room, and the spa attendant cruised me in the steam room. So hot. And, you know, do what you will with that. But yeah, I was cruised by a hot Twinkie spa attendant. How many people do you think he cruised? It's like, ooh, daddy. Well, actually, back then I was young, younger. I think the first Pride 48, I was probably 28, 29. So young compared to what I am now. All right. So nothing else much has gone on. Mark is not feeling well. We ordered groceries. They're being delivered. Probably right after I record this, they're going to be sitting at the door. And I did get the email functionality working for the ham map. So the ham map officially, when people add themselves to the ham map, it actually sends an email to Big Fatty and tells him, hey, somebody was added. And so I'm proud of that. I'm looking for applause. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's going to be too quiet. can't, because I'm playing music and how can I describe it? Anyway, can't do two sound effects at two different volumes. Wouldn't that be nice if I could? I mean, I could. Well, anyway. And yeah, so added, and I just, before I started recording, added another feature that the listener, that the listeners will not benefit from, but it actually adds a link to the email that Fatty can click on, and it takes him directly to the pin that was added. So yeah, it's coming along. I printed I 3D printed a case last night that will hold USB-C sticks and USB sticks and SD cards and mini SD cards. And yeah, so all of my hobbies are full go. I'm almost done with planning week at work. I will survive. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.